Hello and welcome to In Case You Missed It. We're your host, Jason and Tony.
We put stuff on here in case you miss it.
In case you missed it, a Florida guy got arrested for giving his girlfriend a wet willy.
Wet willy. You don't hear about them
much
anymore.
You don't hear much about wet willies. I didn't know that was even still a thing. A wet willy, by the way, is when you stick your finger in your mouth, get it good and spitty, and then stick it in somebody's ear.
The wet willy was always, you know, that was the thing.
I mean,
that's what big brothers done to little brothers.
Right, yeah. Uncles. That's an uncle thing.
Yeah, the wet willy. Yeah. So it ain't dead. It's still around.
I guess in Florida. And so they called the police. You know, the police were like, well, okay, what happened here?
Well,
I got, he gave, you know, and he's thinking he's over there, Law and Order Special Victims Unit, and it's Wet Willy. That'd be awful.
Hey, wet willies are bad, but now a urinal willy, that really makes
What's
people.
What's a urinal willy?
That's where you stick your finger in a urinal and then put it in somebody's ear.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you think that? Then the armpit willy. That's where you put your finger in your armpit and then stick it in somebody's.
Are you just making these up and putting willy at the end of things?
Yeah, and it's fun to do. And then then there's a dog's rear end willy. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that one. Makes the dogs mad, too.
We were just telling you about the fella who got arrested for giving his girlfriend a wet willy.
Made us wonder what happened to the wet willy.
Yeah,
Where did it go?
I thought it was done. And, you know, we started talking about it. And really, like, our generation, and probably every generation before us, and maybe now, gosh, I don't know. We were pretty violent. And we probably did some stuff that if it was done today in school, you'd probably get kicked out of school. Because let's think about it. If someone walked up to somebody and gave them a purple nurple today,
you're out. You're gonna have to talk. Bring at least talk to the guidance counselor.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do something. Back in the day, it's just
purple nurple. The sissy test.
We used to get
an eraser and just
on the bus.
Scrape it across people's hands.
I got the sissy test on the bus all the time.
Yeah, we had the noogie.
Yeah, no one gives noogies anymore.
No,
I haven't seen a noogie in real life in a long time.
And, you know, like even with kids, I see them now and I do more bump knuckles than I do noogie.
Right,
and
yeah.
Noogie was always the hey kid.
Noogie. Right, and there's no more.
No, swirlies.
I'm glad swirlies are gone because that involves the toilet and your hair.
Well, but it's also like whenever a new kid came to school, I mean, you had to pay your dues.
Yeah. Come here, kid. You're new.
Flush your head in the toilet.
Stick your head in the toilet.
And then it turned your head into like this cow pie on top of it.
No, it didn't.
Whenever they pulled that out, it was like this little swirly thing up top. And then the atomic wedgie.
Oh, gosh. I remember seeing people get with that all the time. I've seen somebody give somebody an atomic wedgie and the top of their underwear come with the hand. Like it pulls it off completely.
I've had a wedgie that high.
Have you really?
Yes. His name's Bill Randolph. That's my brother. Yeah. He pulled the lining up my underwear.
You're kidding.
I've had it up in my armpits.
No way.
Completely pulled the top lining off my drawers.
Wow.
And I have to go and pull them off and pry them out of you.
Man.
And then go get new drawers.
Well, we used to have such nice things, didn't we?
Can't have anything nice.
Everybody give yourself a noogie, just for old time's sake. A new survey was done about fashion trends they hope never comes back.
Interesting. Man bun.
No, dude, that's stylish now. They're talking about like back in the day. The number one answer for style trends, fashion trends, whatever, that they hope never come back, number one is mullets.
The mullet?
I'm here to tell you, the mullet is making a comeback.
And two, I mean, it was kind of like your chia pet. It was,
yeah.
You grew it, you named it,
right? Yeah,
tended to it.
Yeah, you didn't have a mullet; you owned a mullet.
It was your best friend.
That was your. You had,
and then you pull it around the back of your neck there to see if you get to your mouth.
Right, and if you could, then it was a true mullet. If you couldn't, you still had some work to do. That's how you measured it.
Bless the mullet.
Number two is 80s style puffball skirts. I'm not exactly sure what that is.
I never wore one that I remember.
you never wore a puffball skirt?
I wore parachute pants. That's about as close as you get, I bet.
Number three on the list is underwear as outerwear.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a big thing to put your Hanes over your jeans.
No, I
think that's a Madonna thing.
There's some of my underwear I don't want people to see.
There's all of your underwear that no one needs to see.
The new pairs ain't bad.
Velour tracksuits come in at number four. Number five, Tony, sorry, Crocs.
Get out of here. It's the most useful footwear ever made.
Number six is matching his and hers outfits. Oh, my gosh. Now that's awful.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Wearing a skirt over pants.
Yeah.
Skin-tight metallic bodysuits and leggings. Oh, and that's what Tony's got on today.
It's offensive.
Oh, my gosh, Tony. They didn't mean that. You look great in your skin-tight metallic bodysuit, leggings, and Crocs today.
And chaps. I like my chaps.
And they all look great together.
Thank you.
Such a fashion statement. Tony got to not really talk to Garth Brooks in a fake news interview.
He's nice.
But he's not really here.
Kinda. Well, would you looky there, Garth Brooks.
Man.
Kinda in a sort of way.
Garth. How you doing?
Sorry, Garth. It's just hard to believe that you're not really here.
You know, I've been dreaming of this since we walked away.
So Jason wants to know if you'll call the athletic director at UT and get him to win a game before you perform there.
We'll call him Monday.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Reckon Trisha will get you that singing fish that sings friends in low places.
That should be sometime, if I get my way, it'll be sometime around Christmas or right behind Christmas.
Hey, this is personal, but when can we cash that check you wrote for this? It's going to clear, ain't it? You got it.
It's probably the end of this month, somewhere around that, in the next 2 months, but I'm hoping the end of this month.
So how many boogers do you think that you've picked in your whole life?
Well, we picked a number of them.
Okay, well, how about this week?
Probably a handful of
Where
them.
Do you get all that energy from?
It's coming from kids.
You suck the energy force out of children?
No.
Woo, good. That's good. What's the worst thing someone can do in the bathroom before you use it?
Sprinkling.
Yes, we hate sprinkles too. They're the worst.
Amen, because I've sat in that seat.
Hey, Garth Brooks, y'all. Kinda. Sorta.
Garth.
Thanks, Garth.
There you go, Garth.
Hey, you come back now.
Went to Facebook, got a brand new social media theater.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Tony, here we are with another Facebook post. This comes from Melissa's timeline. All of her brothers and sisters get in on it, and she's delivering some bad news.
Oh, family drama.
I will play Melissa and Ryan, and you will play Ellen and Paul.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay.
Melissa, I've been struggling over whether to post this or not, but I've decided I probably should. My sweet, wonderful mom has passed away and is now in heaven with my daddy.
Ellen. Melissa, why didn't you call me first? This is how I find out mom died? What are you thinking? And how long have you been struggling with whether to post this or not? I was just there last night and she was still alive.
Melissa. Well, Ellen, if you were still here, you wouldn't have found out on Facebook.
Ellen, I was there last night and this morning, was in church praying for Mom along with Scott and the girls. When did she pass?
Melissa, around 10:30.
Ellen, 10:30 last night?
Melissa, no, 10:30 this morning.
Ellen, what? That's less than an hour ago, and about 5 minutes after you posted you were struggling over it. My God, Melissa, you're pretty screwed up in the head. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, though. Mom always used to say, better give Missy a few extra minutes. She's special.
Melissa, that's not what Mom meant when she would say that.
Paul. Mom dies and you post it on Facebook before calling any of us? What's wrong with you? You know, Mom always told me, please look out for Missy. She's dumber than a box of rocks. She's right.
Melissa, that's not true, Paul.
Paul, it is true. But don't feel bad. Mom blamed herself and Dad for your stupidity. She used to tell the neighbors that they were both way too drunk when they made you.
Ellen. Paul, stop it. She may be dumb as a box of rocks, but she doesn't need to hear all that.
Ryan. Hey, I just got here. Mom is not dead. Melissa is wrong. The paramedics just said Mom is still alive. Again, Mom is not dead, and Melissa really is as dumb as a box of rocks.
Melissa, it's not my fault. She looked dead.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
I put the airy in dictionary.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Microfrost. Microfrost is what occurs when you operate Windows software below 32 degrees. Microfrost.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best rap, I mean country song, never written.
Word.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I've been up, I've been down. I baled hay on the country ground. Watch my butt go up and down. Watch my down. Watch my butt go up and down.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. There's a retirement center in Washington, D.C. That's just for veterans. It's called Armed Forces Retirement Home.
Cool.
And last year, disaster struck.
I don't know. What happened?
Their bingo machine broke.
Broken bingo.
It's like a small billboard with big numbers on it that light up so they're easy to read. And not having it means a lot of people can't play.
Well, that sucks.
And they couldn't afford a new one. Well, back in June, a 16-year-old girl named Sarah Nordlinger found out about it and decided to raise money for a new machine.
What a sweet little girl.
She's with a group called Children of the American Revolution. And she started a GoFundMe page to raise $8,000. That includes $6,000 for the new bingo machine and $2,000 for the retirement home's community garden.
That wouldn't be easy to raise.
In the first 2 months, she got about $1,700. Then last week, the Washington Post did a story on it. And now donations are pouring in. Last week, it was up over, or last we checked, it was up over $15,000.
Way to go, young lady. She got more than enough.
Yeah, she got them. She got them their new bingo board machine. Too. And if you want to go help with this, you can search GoFundMe for Serving Those Who Served. And you can donate some money that way if you want to.
All that started with a big old heart and a little bitty girl.
How cool is that? Sarah Nordlinger, you are
real good.
Well, that does it for the podcast today. Appreciate y'all listening. Be sure to subscribe and share with your friends and let them know that there's a podcast and they should listen to it because there's two guys with egos that need strokes.
Pretty please.
Thank you. That'd be awesome. This has been In Case You Missed It.